My last song is that, you know, he just finished the music for The Dreamer, you know. Mm-hmm. And he showed me a dedication to Steve.
Yes.
You know, did you see
that? Hurt Betty Freeman very deeply.
I know it did. And I agree, but, you know, he should at least have dedicated a little piece to her or something.
Yeah, right.
After all she did.
It would at least seem.
But there was a...
And this one, of all things.
I don't know whether he actually put the full dedication on, because it was really a sort of a long love letter.
In my notes there, music commissioned by Betty B. Freeman for film Harry Parch, A Study in Loving, dedicated to Betty Freeman, The Dreamer.
Really?
At least one score that we have.
Well, there's some story about that.
Okay.
I think it's that he wanted it changed, and Dan Lee put off doing it and managed never to get changed. But Betty Freeman knew that it wasn't his doing.
Mm-hmm.
That in fact he had wanted it changed.
He wanted it to.
And so it took away all the meaning of it.
I mean, originally he had wanted it to...
Well, he did originally, I think, intend to dedicate it to her. But then, in the course of it, he wanted to dedicate it to, was it Steve?
Steve, the filmmaker.